Well, hello there, my friends. Chris here, and so glad to join you again as we introduce the fourth book of Psalms, a whole new collection. And today, wait a second. Hold on. Is there something different about you today? Or maybe it's me. No, wait. It's the Psalms. There's something very different about the Psalms today. You see it? They're talking different. They're walking different. Just look at the goofy smile on their little psalmy faces. Can it be? Are the Psalms actually in a good mood? I think they are. So the Psalms don't actually smile. But the Psalms in Book 4 are way happier. I don't know how long it's been for you, but our team has been working through the Psalms for 6 months. And for a guy like me, whose normal emotional state is upbeat and positive, it's been an experience. If you've seen the movie Inside Out, with the five emotions running the inside of a human mind, my personality definitely prefers joy at the helm. But like the movie, I've learned to appreciate the value of sadness, anger, anxiety, and disgust when expressed in healthy balance. And here in the Psalms, I have to admit that I've appreciated the journey thus far. It's so good to give voice to the inner struggles, to express sorrow and confusion and heartache and anger and hurt and repentance and wrestle through it all while holding tight to faith in God. Thank God for the Psalms that give us the sort of freedom with boundaries that allows us to process our emotions without our emotions overwhelming us. And yet, as a man whose personality leans joyful, I am so glad the story doesn't end there. We had a few good glimpses before, but Book 4 dwells in joy. There is praise and joy and gratitude and confidence in God that just jumps off the pages. Now, we don't quite start with joy. The first two give us a little transition. Psalm 90 resets our focus as we step back in time to Moses, and Moses laments over the sorrows and struggles that seem to dominate life. But before he's done, Moses asks for help and compassion. First, he asks for perspective on life. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Then he lifts up this request. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. And after that request, it's as though God answers that prayer through the Psalms. You can feel the mood change, as though that wisdom to number our days actually taught us that life is too short not to enjoy. And God's grace came through and made us glad. Then Psalm 91 brings us to a place of rest in God. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And then this beautiful verse. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. And then, with the wisdom to number our days rightly, and the rest found under God's wings, the soul is settled and safe, and we are ready for joy. And once we get to Psalm 92, joy is on the rise, and with it, praise. Just listen. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. Then the instruments kick in, and the tune they're playing is a happy one. To the music of the stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. Then look forward. In Psalm 93, the seas lift up their voices to join in as we praise the Lord, who is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Psalm 94 is more somber, calling for justice on the wicked and calling on the senseless fools who think that God doesn't see their arrogance to wise up. And with our focus getting pulled back to the terrible things the wicked do, we almost slip back into anxiety and fear. But God catches us. Just listen to verse 18. When I said, My foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So we bounce back. We trust God for justice, knowing that He will repay them for their sins, and we're back to joy in Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. And now it's sustained. Psalm 96, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. And now it's spreading. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound. Let the fields be jubilant. Let all the trees sing for joy. It's sort of like the Psalms are that one always sad friend who finally snapped out of a long depression, and you keep wondering if they'll slip back in. But no, the joy keeps coming. And now the whole world joins in. Psalm 97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. 98, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song. And in Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking that these are the better psalms, or that there was something wrong with feeling those more negative feelings. They're in the Bible too. But it is important to see the progression here, from sorrow and lament to gladness and praise. So what changed? Well, look again at Psalm 100. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. All that joy and gladness comes with a focus on who God is and who we are in Him. And with that, a whole lot of thanksgiving and praise. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. Watch that. His love endures. That will become a key refrain moving forward. He loves us, and His love survives the trials. It perseveres through the heartbreaks, the struggles, and even our own sin. His love endures. And the Psalms respond to that enduring love. In 101, I will sing of your love and justice. Now, they're not all happy. Psalm 102 is introduced as a prayer of an afflicted person who has grown weak and pours out a lament before the Lord. And I gotta say, I appreciate the reality check here. It's not all smiles and happy tunes, and we don't arrive there this side of heaven. And I'm also thankful for the journey we took to get here. Never trust a joy that sweeps sorrow under a rug and stands over it with a plastic smile. Never trust the faith of one who hasn't wrestled through darkness and doubt to find it. And never trust the easy answers of one who hasn't asked the difficult questions. Yet even in the lament of 102, eternal perspective is restored. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. And as we consider the heavens and the earth and all the wonders of creation, a reminder, they will perish, but you remain. And with that rather sobering eternal perspective, 103 follows with a deeper joy, knowing that the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed and has compassion on those who fear Him. Psalm 104 walks through creation in awe and wonder. 105 recalls the wonders He has done as it sings with great detail the Lord's faithfulness to His covenant. And Book 4 closes with a long one. Psalm 106 is a grand tour through Israel's history, through all their sin and rebellion for generations. And yet, the Lord remembered His covenant, and out of His great love, He relented and showed them mercy. Quite a journey ahead in Book 4, 17 Psalms, and 10,000 reasons for praise, and a great time for joy. I'll see you on the journey.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.